So a few weeks ago, around the 1st of December, I was driving down Hillview Avenue, in Milpitas from Safeway down to where I live. And a vision struck me. It was just beautiful. And I've lived in this neighborhood for years, in the same house for what we decided was 14 or 15 years. And I don't remember seeing it before, but there were these trees that were just lit. The sun was kind of low in the sky, being December or end of November, and the leaves on these particular trees were absolutely golden and glowing in the sunlight. Wow. I went back to look at them with a friend, and she didn't know what they were either. But within a day or two, I started seeing other people posting pictures of similar trees on other streets, and they labeled them. So now I know they were ginkgos. And they have a leaf that's sort of fan-shaped, or as my friend from Massachusetts said, they were like butterfly wings. And there's a picture on the front of your order of service. It turns, like many trees, into a glorious color in the fall, in December here in California, as you know, is fall, and then lets them go. Earlier in the service, we practiced some letting go. We were shaking out the old year. And as I drove down the street the other day, I noticed those trees are bare. It didn't take them very long. They were full and glorious at the 1st of December, and within a couple weeks, all their leaves were gone. But ginkgos carry on. In fact, ginkgos have been carrying on for millennia. What I found out when I started looking for information about them is that there are individual trees that are known to be 3,000 years old. And that's a lot of memory. So they hang on. They let go of their leaves every fall, but they hang on year after year. And what I found really intriguing was they're considered a living fossil because there are fossils of ginkgo leaves, from prehistoric times. So, and they haven't changed much. They are pretty much the same tree they have been since the dinosaurs roamed the earth for 200 million years. And they don't have any other relatives today. Everything else in their, do we call it a genus? Family has died out. There are, I think, three or four different families of plants. And in the ginkgo family, it's a family of one. The ginkgo is it. But they live on. And they're very hardy and resilient, which is why they've survived so long. And they're a very popular subject in Asian art and, more recently, in Art Nouveau and Art Deco. But a species with such longevity must be very resilient. And so they make great street trees as a result. They proved themselves extremely resilient in the last century when four of them survived the bombing in Hiroshima. Ginkgo leaves are often used in art to represent peace and hope. And it came to me in thinking about this year and thinking about ginkgo leaves that resilience is the other face of resistance. We've been hearing a lot about resistance in social media, at least on my feeds, in recent weeks. But folks are also really concerned about how to be engaged and stay engaged without breaking down or falling apart. We need resilience. Resilience can give us hope because it means we can be in it for the long haul. And I'm always in awe when I read or hear stories of people who have survived terrible tragedies. The ones that we know about, at least, kept their spirits up. How is that possible? Like the ginkgo, human beings can be incredibly resilient. So how do we get that? How do we get that for ourselves? How do we ensure that we too can be resilient and be in it for the long haul? I read up on resiliency this week and looked at some articles, including one on WebMD, and there's lots of good advice. Some of the ideas that we can pay attention to are, one, paying attention to our relationships. Build support networks and reach out to others. We can't do it alone. Learning from experience, remembering strategies that helped in the past, learning the lessons that need to be learned, and then practicing self-care. We need to develop good habits of diet and rest and exercise and stress management if we want to be resilient. We can do something meaningful, something that gives us a sense of purpose. It might be engaging in social action, doing volunteer work, writing, other activities that give your life a sense of purpose. It might be taking care of somebody. And then, laugh, play, create, have fun. We need those things too. Sometimes those are the things that are first to drop off our list. But they are essential if we want to be resilient. So I'm thinking, it's January 1. It might be time to make some resolutions or set intentions for the new year. Time to turn over a new leaf. Sorry, I couldn't resist that one. And one key to making resolutions stick is to write them down. And I'm going to have a couple people pass out some yellow cards that have a ginkgo leaves stenciled on them, and we'll pass out some pens. And if you have your own, I think we might have enough for everybody here, but I'm not sure. So I'll give you a moment after we pass them out, or while we're passing them out, to brainstorm some ideas with neighbors. Now, brainstorming isn't a discussion or a conversation. To refresh your memory, brainstorming is just throwing out ideas. And so in this case, it's kind of like the headlines, and go back and forth in exchange of, I could join an exercise class. I could. And you're going to go back and forth with a neighbor. Just little ideas that you're bouncing off each other. And also remember that incrementality is very helpful in keeping to your intentions, keeping your resolutions. So saying, I could go to bed 15 minutes earlier each week until I'm sleeping about 7 hours a night every night. That's a lot easier to keep and more likely to be kept than I'm going to sleep 8 hours every night. So I encourage incrementality. And then after you and your partner you feel like you've got something you want to keep, you're going to write that down on your yellow card. I love all the conversation that I'm hearing, and we can continue that at coffee hour. And also, it turns out that sharing your intentions or resolutions is another way to increase your odds of success. So you can share with your partner or with other people who are here today and other people in your life this morning.